Have you ever heard of such a phenomenon that patients suffering from chronic pain in the head become sensitive to stimulation at distant body sites? In this paper, the widespread of chronic trigeminal pain was reproduced in a certain strain of inbred mice named MRL-MPJ. After partial infraorbital nerve transection, these mice showed pain sensitization not only in the vibrissal pad, the territory of the injured nerve, but also in bilateral hind paws from the day 3 postoperatively. Meanwhile, the sensory neurons in the lumbar spinal dorsal horn were activated rapidly, evidenced by the increased expression of C-force, the indicator of neuronal activation. Moreover, electrophysiological experiments revealed that these neurons exhibited elevated excitability from day 3 postoperatively and enhanced neurotransmission from day 7 postoperatively. In addition, microglia in the lumbar dorsal horn were also activated 7 days after the surgery. Inhibition of microglial activation by systemic minocycline at an early stage suppressed the spread of trigeminal pain. Intrathecal injection of minocycline at an early stage instead of at a later stage also inhibited the pain sensitization in the hind paw. These results suggest that the widespread of hypersensitivity following infraorbital nerve injury is accompanied by cellular changes in the distant segments of the spinal cord. This study tells us that the sensory neurons and microglia in the lower segments of the spinal cord can sense the injury to the trigeminal nerve by being activated and developing central sensitization. The mediators that transmit the signal of injury to and activate these neurons and microglia deserve further research.